2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Talking about Hyundai's i30 today, our biggest selling small car this year, having taken that title from Toyota's Corolla, the i30, also Hyundai's biggest seller, which today comprises hatchback and sedan, the sedan representing 15% of sales, comprising six models. I've been driving the sporty 1.6-litre turbo inline premium 7-speed automatic at 38,190. Inline, representing Hyundai's performance-enhanced i30 range, which they suggest applies a new sensuous sportiness design identity to create a striking coupe-like four-door. The styling is edgy, with sharply defined elements, and with pricing touching $40,000, one would expect the i30 inline premium to have a high specification level, and it doesn't disappoint. A 10-way powered heated driver's seat, full leather trim, heated steering wheel, a sunroof, Bose premium sound system, wireless smartphone charging, and a 10.25-inch digital instrument cluster. And it gains Hyundai's extensive SmartSense suite of active safety technology. Suspension-wise, the N-line models gain larger front ventilated disc brakes and a more sophisticated multi-link rear suspension with enhanced dampers. The i30 N-line Premium is not inexpensive, but it's a very polished and sporty performer, which I'll explain in my next segment. I'm David Berthon.